Leafs Flames tonight here in Toronto. The Board of Governor meetings beginning down in Florida. And the Hockey Insider is brought to you by Finance. Darren Dreger, Hockey Insider, down there in Florida. What's happening, Dregs?
Well, you know, Monday was a pretty good day. Nice sunny day here in Florida. Doesn't look like it's going to hold up for the next 2 days, but I'll be trolling in the lobby of whatever it is, the Opalm Hotel or wherever we're at in West Palm, and should be fine.
Are they going to, and by they, I mean Bettman, Daly, the owners, the Board of Governors, try to pretend like this Seattle story isn't what everyone wants to know about? Or do you expect them to just acknowledge the elephant in the room?
Well, look, I think they have to acknowledge it, given, you know, the news that came out of Seattle City Council earlier this week. And, you know, that, you know, this city is willing to pump in $600+ million to renovate Key Arena. I mean, what are they doing it for? And everybody knows that it's to lure NHL expansion. So I'd be shocked if they didn't at least give credit to what's going on in Seattle. But I think it'll be a nudge this week, to be honest. I don't think there's any chance that they're going to say, well, you know, here's what we're doing. We're endorsing this or doing that. I think it'll be a nudge to, you know, just keep the process moving forward.
So Darren, you and I talked about this on Leafs Lunch a little bit yesterday, and you touched on it, but Tim Leiwicki, who's, you know, the front man for the group, a very prominent group, as you pointed out, with Bruckheimer, yep. And what's the other guy?
David Bonderman.
Bonderman. Yeah. Anyway, but Tim Leiwicki, who has been part of the National League Hockey League Board of Governors for years, as they were talking about expansion over time, would have to have all that inside information to understand that there's a real strong appetite. Would that not be a real, you know, for him to be pushing this through and him as a lead guy with all the credibility he has?
I think so, Craig. I mean, when you look at the trio of assets that are coming to the table here, and I mean, those are three front guys, and there's nothing but money there. You know, Leiwicki aside, I'm sure he's wealthy, but, you know, next to David Bonderman, who's a multi-billionaire, maybe doesn't have quite as much. And likewise could be said for Bruckheimer, I'm sure is, you know, exceptionally wealthy in his own right. I think that they all bring a different dynamic. As I'm going through my travels earlier today, you know, I'm hearing that maybe this group is part of their pitch is developing yet another. So that wouldn't it? You know, from a hockey perspective, maybe baseball, you know, they're trying to get basketball back in Seattle to some degree. Imagine, you know, and so now you have Bruckheimer's, television background, bringing that into the equation. You know, Leiwicki isn't foreign to that. And Bonderman is involved in minority ownership as well. So I think that those three individuals, assuming that they're the main three, and I think that's a fair assumption, they're bringing a whole lot to the NHL table as the first, you know, professional team in there, into Seattle. That is, you know, I mean, that's got to have the owners salivating at the Board of Governors level here. So how much we learn this week is going to be interesting, or how much they're willing to divulge is going to be interesting. But I still believe that Seattle is as close to a slam dunk as you're going to see.
Yeah, it certainly feels that way. And I would think the National Hockey League has to be ecstatic with their sales pitch right now in terms of how quickly you can build a winning team just based on what Vegas is doing, like based on their system. If they're walking in, and listen, it seems like everything's in place anyway. You just detailed all of, you know, the behind-the-scenes stuff in Seattle. But, man, if you're going to pay that kind of price, the NHL's probably like, come aboard, man. You can get in the playoffs first year. Look at Vegas. We got the perfect system for you. It's a great, great marketing ploy just based on what Vegas is doing.
Sure it is, Brian, but, you know, look at, again, if we're willing to digest the numbers here, you know, Bill Foley and his people paid, you know, around $500 million to expand to Las Vegas. The numbers we're kicking around here from a media perspective are around $650 or north. I mean, that is a pretty big hike, isn't it, in expansion fee from $500 to $650+. And, you know, and then you have to look at Quebec City and, you know, is Quebec City ever going to be able to afford to get any of that market? And even if it's relocation, you still, you know, people need to understand this. So, you know, if you buy an existing franchise that's struggling, Well, you paid that club fee, but on top of that, there's a relocation fee. And I can't imagine that Bettman and the owners are going to want to take less or a whole bunch less for a relocation, assuming that Quebec is that target, you know, for less than the numbers that we're already talking about. So, I mean, Vegas is a wonderful sales pitch. And I was a little bit surprised, and a couple of the general managers that I talked to this week, you know, I'm trying to, you know, stir things up a little bit as I want to do. And I'm asking these general managers, like, you know, how much of an appetite are you guys going to have in the next 1, 2, 3 years if there is actual expansion to Seattle to pony up yet another really good player to go through the same expansion draft process? All the guys I talked to said, hey, no problem. You know, I mean, the most you can lose is one player if they, you know, adhere to the same format that they used with Vegas. But I was a bit surprised. I thought there'd be general managers who lost good players who would say, yeah, you know what, we need to stagger this a little bit, but not so much.
So let me just, because of the success of Vegas early, does that give teams and like our groups an impetus to say, hey, we want to be part of this? And likewise, the NHL to say, hey, you know, we got to strike while the irons are hot?
I think all of that, Craig, honestly. You know, but you know, the Seattle push is a little bit unique. I mean, Seattle has always been there, right? Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
always kind of been, you know, we feel like from, again, a media standpoint, Seattle's always been a market that's intrigued the NHL. There's, you know, been rumor of building an arena. Past ownership groups have sniffed around, but it never really seemed to get to the next phase. Jerry Bruckheimer, as an example, has been a guy who's been, you know, kicking tires in NHL ownership for a decade or more. Tim Lywicki, LA, Toronto, go down the list of all of the professional sports organizations that he's been around. And now they've got a guy with the real deep pockets in David Bonderman. So it might be the perfect storm for the NHL and for this group and for Seattle. I mean, I was intrigued to hear from, you know, to listen to Ray Ferraro and our counterparts in Vancouver, Blake Price and Matt Sakaris, who aren't as sold on Seattle as an NHL sports town as I am. I mean, I haven't been there in close to 20 years, so I'll concede to their more recent experience. But for me, Seattle feels like a can't miss, but, you know, those guys aren't so sure, so we'll have to wait and see.
Well, I do think there's a Vegas element to that without knowing the market either. You got to get there before the NBA returns. You know, like the NHL got to Vegas before the NBA got there, before anyone got there, and I think that was imperative. And I would suggest probably a similar circumstance in Seattle.
But you know what, Brian, like the kind of the elephant in the room in all of this, I expect will be in the next 2 days. All right, well, it's great that there's going to be another injection of big cash, millions and millions and millions for each owner. What about Arizona? What the hell is going on there? Like, are they ever going to close on an arena deal? And powerful owners that I've talked to in the last couple of days, maybe they don't, you know, stand up in the room and stamp their feet and say enough is enough, but they want a real hard read this season as to where this situation is at in Arizona. You know, they want an arena deal in place by the end of the season or it's time to move on. And, you know, so again, doing what I do, sniffing around, I wouldn't be surprised if the NHL is trying to partner the NHL and the NBA in Phoenix again, right? I mean, it works in how many other centers, you know, around North America? Why shouldn't it work? Why couldn't it work in Phoenix? You know, spend a pile of money. If the Coyotes are willing, they can find a partnership to develop a new arena complex, do it in partnership with the NBA and make it work that way in Phoenix. So That might be the saving grace for the Coyotes long term.
It worked before. I mean, when they played out of America West, the only problem was the building was the sight lines for the fans for hockey wasn't very good. I remember being in net and looking up, and fans were over top of you in that one side. It stunk, but they filled the building like it was. They had a good fan base. That was in downtown Scottsdale.
It was right downtown. No, it was right downtown Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, right downtown Phoenix. Like, it was a good setup. So they've got to do that.
So, if you're willing to invest whatever the partnership is in a new facility, I mean, you know, you can't really build a world-class NHL facility now for less than, what, $500 million, you know, upwards. So spend a portion of that, half, two-thirds, whatever, renovate and make Phoenix, the NBA team happy, and, you know, the NHL guys move forward. So that might be the saving grace for a television market in Arizona that Bettman and company seem to want to continue to hold on to.
Enjoy it down there, Dregs. We'll do it again soon.
Okay, guys. Wish you were here, kind of.
Yeah. Thanks, Darren.
Believe me. Yeah. There's Darren Dreger, our Hockey Insider, brought to you by Finance It. Add a payment plan to your tool belt and break down large price tags into easy, affordable payments with Finance It.